You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, broadcasting at 90.1 FM and 107.3 FM, as well as over the internet at WUSB.FM. It's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. Time for another edition of Off the Wall. Chapter 8, Czechia, Part 2.
Kiss, Radio Kiss. Hrajeme to nejlepší od 90. let.
Pro ty nejlepší posluchače v zemi.
Nejlepší, nejlepší, nejlepší. A kdo? No přece Radio Kiss.
Díky apce Radio Kiss nahrávej vzkazy a vysílej s námi každý den.
Mě je 23 a poslouchám vás od svých 12 let. Doma, v práci, prostě furt.
Apku Radio Kiss hledej ve svém mobilním marketu nebo na webu kiss.cz.
Vše, co potřebuji za cenu, kterou chci, to se vyplatí. Od pátku v Lidlu najdete vepřovou kýtu bez kosti v ceně 79,90 za 1 kg. Ledový salát 1 kus za 19,90. A máslo 250 gramů za 24,90. Lidl, to se vyplatí.
Pojď, musíme ještě natankovat a nakoupit.
Nebyla jsi na Molce včera?
Ano, ale teď můžeme s každým nákupem vyhrát novou Škodu Octavii.
Tak to se musíme stavit aspoň na kafe.
Tankujte nebo nakupujte na Molce. Použijte aplikaci MolMove a vyhrajte novou Škodu Octavii. A k tomu denně palivové karty. Více na soutěž.molmove.cz.
Šlapací kolo přežilo století a značka Allpran je tu od roku 1991 a stále vyrábí kola pro širokou veřejnost. Jde s dobou, novými trendy a stále si udržuje dostupnost pro všechny. Allpran nabízí dětská kola, horská, městská i elektrokola. Allpran.cz. Sbírejte zážitky, ne kilometry.
Máš nápad, ale chybí ti systém. Aluhobby je stavebnice z hliníkových profilů, se kterou postavíš cokoliv tě napadne. Jednoduchá montáž, precizní výsledek, ke kterému ti stačí běžné nářadí. Alu, protože hliník. Hobby, protože kutily to baví. Aluhobby.cz.
Jestli máte pocit, že vám ta vaše kára žere jako nákladňák a že motor nějak netáhne, pak volejte 606 a 607. Je to k nám do DPF. Problém je určitě ve filtru pevných částic. Filtr na počkání vyčistíme, obsah ekologicky zlikvidujeme a dáme vám rok nebo 100 000 km záruku. Cenu a vše ostatní najdete na dpf.cz.
Mrkni na web Radia Kiss. www.kiss.cz.
Na rádiu Kiss s vámi Martin Hovorka, odbyla 19. hodina a jedeme v mileniovkách. Teď Alex Gaudino, hezký večer.
Millennium. Best of Millennium. Každý pátek večer na rádiu Kiss. Be happy.
I left my job, I lost my car and my home. I'm leaving for a destination I still don't know. Somewhere nobody must have duties at all.
Well, Kyle, what are we doing here in Prague?
Well, we're still in transit, I believe.
Yeah, we are. And the reason for that is because of crazy airfares. We were trying to book our way back to the States. God knows why, but we felt it might be a good idea for us to head back at some point. In so doing, we discovered that for some reason, at the beginning of January, fares are extremely high if you're flying directly from one city to another city. But there are some exceptions, and those exceptions bring you to different places. But, you know, right now our tests are ready, so we're going to step away from the window. What do you got, Kyle?
I am negative for flu A and B and negative for COVID.
Well, good. All right. Well, here's my test result. Tell me what that is.
You are also negative.
God damn it. Really? We both felt so terrible. Don't we deserve to be categorized with something? I guess we're just run down.
Did you just call me old? I'm starting to get sensitive about this.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of being called old, let's go back to the window because I have some things to talk about. We did the usual trying to find transit cards. In fact, Kyle, you, I don't know how you do this, but you found this really out-of-the-way place. Literally, you had to take a metro to a mall where there is this display called Franz Kafka's Head. And I don't even know how to describe that, but there's a Franz Kafka gallery in the mall, which is nothing more than a food court with a couple of pieces of art. But outside is this gigantic artwork of a spinning head that keeps changing faces. And people are gathered around taking pictures of it in utter silence, which is amazing. But somewhere around there, if you walk a block and go down to another metro station and round the corner, you will find this woman all by herself, whose job it is to give out what Kyle was looking for, I guess among other things, but in this particular case, a card, a transit card for the city that, as it turns out, we couldn't put anything on, but it was just cool to have the transit card in the first place.
Correct. This was similar to what we encountered in Warsaw. You register or otherwise consent to having a photo and some contact info, but it's meant for tourists and non-residents alike. And I first inquired at the main train station, and that person gave me a little photocopied sheet and said, this is the closest place, and what you're looking for is the DPP Infocentra, and it is a PID card, PID Latakia. And the Latakia card is essentially a city card for Prague, and similar also to Warsaw in that you can really only load it with 30, 90, and other longer term trips. It can also double as a library card, which is kind of interesting, and access to like a library of technology and stuff. So it's got several functions. The woman at the main station handed this to me, and as you said, I found it, and it really is an info center in a train station. I believe it's Mustek, below the mall. And we rounded a corner, and I saw the logos, and I thought, oh, no, they're probably closed because it's right now it's the weekend. However, I did a little research about this card, about the criteria that you could, in fact, get the card and not actually load it with any kind of longer-term train stuff. You pay 200 in the local currency or so, and you're able to be issued this card and then fill it at your leisure. And I gave them my reasoning, basically that I wasn't sure when I'd be back for work or whatever to load it, and I wanted to do that later. And she was very kind about it and advising me about being able to do it online and all that kind of stuff. They really do also want you to use contactless methods like phones and stuff, but I insisted, and they were very nice about it.
And 200 crowns is what you paid. And I believe that comes to about 10 U.S. dollars. And yeah, you have a card that doesn't have anything loaded on it, but it can have something loaded on it. But it was really cool watching the whole process play out, because first you explained the situation. She understood, you know, it was unusual for somebody to want to just get a card and not put anything on it, and especially why not use the app and your phone and all that kind of thing. You know, once it was explained, she understood what you wanted to do, there was no problem getting that done. In fact, you have a picture taken for the card, so you have to stand in a particular place in the room. They take a picture, and then you fill out a form, make sure your phone number is correct, make sure your name is correct, and then you go to the other window, and you pay. It's all the same person. So it's like all these different places she winds up going, and you go there with her, and in the end, you get a card with your face on it. And the whole thing, she did it really fast. The whole thing took about 5 minutes. And then I did the same thing. And there was somebody else waiting to do something that was not that. But I was very, very pleased and impressed. Now, you know, I was joking about how these guys can't beat the deal that Warsaw gave me. You know, as I guess I'm a senior citizen now, and I qualify for little more than what Kyle paid for a 3-day pass. I qualify for a year pass. So, you know, I forget exactly how much it cost. What was it, about $20 or something?
Yeah, it was 50 Polish krona. I can't remember what their currency is called. That's so embarrassing. It's around 50, 55, and it worked out to like around 25 or 20 euro or $20, I think.
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't very much at all. And that means I can ride the buses, trams, metro for a year without having to pay anything more. So here in Prague, they couldn't possibly beat that, could they? No, they did. They did. Because apparently at my age, you don't have to pay at all. Yeah, it's completely free. You heard me correctly. It's completely free for senior citizens to ride mass transit in Prague. And, you know, we got checked today on a metro. And Kyle had his little paper ticket, 24-hour day pass. All I had to do was flash my passport. And, you know, I'm not even sure the guy looked at the passport. He just looked at me and nodded. I can't get used to this, but
no, he's got really good vision because he's a little bit. He was a little younger.
Yeah, he was reading my passport from the distance. Okay, but you know, think about that. Imagine if every senior citizen in New York could just ride as many buses and trains. Maybe that's what Mondani has in mind. Something like that. It works here, so why not?
That, and if you think about it, I would just recommend if people do a little bit of digging, look around. The tram network in Prague, the metro system, the trains in general are substantial. These are really old trams combined with very, very new ones. The newer ones are made by an auto manufacturer, Skoda, which there are quite a few of those cars. That's a national company, I believe, here. So this is their own heavy industry creating these incredibly new and really fast. I mean, they really fly on these cobble streets with the track embedded in the streets. And I agree. I concur. It's so critical when you have a system that runs so frequently. I mean, in many cases, you'd wait on a platform for any number of different lines, 3 or 4 minutes, and any of them will take you generally where you might want to go, or at least connect you to a metro. It's so integrated and just, it keeps people moving where they need to go. And if especially older people, people that might be on a fixed income, it just makes perfect sense. You got to keep them going. And it's such an important part of life at that age to be mobile and independent as long as you can. And by facilitating that, I think they're doing a great service to their populace.
I really love the trams, and as Kyle said, they go at the speed of light. They're really they pick up quickly, and they get you where you need to go. But there is one thing that kind of bugs me. In I forget what country it was, one of the Baltics. It might have been Estonia. When the tram stops in the middle of the street, there's a little like you know bus stop looking place where people stand, and then there are cars behind them, between them and the actual sidewalk. When a tram stops to let people out there, all the cars are required to stop so that people can cross back and forth. Here in Prague, that is not the case. The cars continue to go, and it's very dangerous. And it's something that we heard what sounded like a possible accident yesterday, and it's just something that I really think should be standardized.
Yeah, someone definitely stopped short. I don't know if it actually made contact with someone. I thought I saw someone get up or get out of a vehicle. But yeah, stepping into an active lane between the platform and the sidewalk is a hazard, especially if you're not expecting it. You're going from the warm environment inside a tram to the outside. And especially on cobble streets, that's another concern. It's very old. Some of them are different materials that can be quite slippery, and it's a lot of uneven surfaces. So you really have to step carefully and be quite mindful, because there are many hazards just going to and from this incredible system we've been talking about.
Speaking of cold environments, I'd like to get out of this one. We have the window open here in Prague, and you might be able to hear some trams hurtling by and certainly some traffic out there. We are going to leave this place pretty soon, and I encourage people to come and visit Prague. It's a very lively, energetic city, so much going on, a lot of nightlife, and it's probably one of the livelier places I think we've seen on this trip.
Absolutely. As an effect of that system, much in the same way New York is running quite constantly, you really do see a lot of activity. Of course, we're here on a weekend in the new year. It's a time where everybody's sort of out and about. But that energy, the excitement, and just the development here, you realize that there's a lot of technical and industrial activities, a lot of pride in the towns, the architecture, art and fashion and things just sort of coalescing here. People from all different places. We saw many different types of restaurants and really had a huge variety of specific genres of food to pick from. There was an incredible amount of Vietnamese food, an incredible amount of other staples, interesting flavors that you wouldn't necessarily expect here, but it just really has grown and become quite interesting, even in the time that we've been away from this place. And I'm really, really excited for Prague. I think that they are really doing quite a lot here, just with such an interesting cross-section and everyday lifestyle. It just it really is compelling. I can see why a lot of people visit. I heard a lot of people speaking English. I think there's a lot of students that come here, which is something I was aware of. I've had friends and people that I knew that studied here after being an exchange student with my family way back when. And so it is a really industrious and busy place with an incredible history.
Yeah, it seems to have grown quite a bit since we were here last, and I expect that to continue. Anyway, that's it for us here from Prague in Czechia, and hopefully many of you get to see this place as well. For Off the Wall, Manuel and Kyle, good night.
Bye.
Transport některých pacientů do popáleninového centra v Praze. Ukrajinský prezident Zelenský jmenoval do funkce šéfa své kanceláře dosavadního ředitele ukrajinské vojenské rozvědky Kirila Budanova. Jeho vlivného předchůdce Jermaka smetl korupční skandál v nejvyšších patrech ukrajinské politiky.
Sport.
Biatlonisté Tomáš Mikiska a Jessica Jíslová jsou nově v nominaci českého týmu na závody světového poháru v Oberhofu. Zatímco 25-letý Mikiska se mezi elitou představí poprvé v sezóně, o 6 let starší Jíslová se vrací po poslední absenci v Ansi. Biatlonový svaz o tom informoval na svém webu.
Rádio Prostor, počasí.
Sobota bude oblačná až zatažená, hlavně na jihu místy polojasno, na horách místy nasněží, jinak jen výjimečně. Teploty -3 až plus 1, na jižní Moravě až 3 stupně nad nulou.
Doprava.
Na silnici 29 z Tábora směrem na Písek na průjezdu Podolím bourala dvě osobní auta. Policie je na místě, projíždějte opatrně. Tolik zprávy, po kterých si můžete poslechnout podcast Hej Slované.
Jsme první on-air podcastové rádio. Jsme Rádio Prostor.
Chapter 9, Austria.
Du hörst
1886 mit mehr Musik aus Österreich. 1886 Rot-Weiß Rock. Jetzt.
We are here in the museum quarter of Vienna. And Kyle, what are we doing in Austria?
What are we doing in Austria, indeed? What aren't we doing? We've really had an exciting day. Well, I guess to put it in a word, we're in transit. We're coming to perhaps the end of this journey.
Yeah, you know, in case anybody was misled by the last segment, we were in Prague, yes, and we said that we were we had gone to Prague because that's part of our crazy way out of Europe, having to go to different places. But what we didn't mention, and I guess we should have, was that we went to Prague because it was on the way to Vienna, which is, in fact, where we are flying out of. So just to erase any kind of misunderstanding there. So here we are in yet another country in Austria. We've been here before, but it's always fun to wander around these streets.
Yeah, the last time, I just think we were just cutting it short. And it's a feeling I think travelers often get. And I think that's why it's good to figure out the system so that the system to get around is familiar. And then when you come back, you find new things to do. That's really the best way to just be familiar and have it be yet another home away from home in Europe. There's just so many places. It's so easy to get around. And coming here to a place that I just felt we never really explored enough of. We were here for a couple days. I can't even remember, but maybe just once for me. And it was all right. It was fun, but this is a different time. And we've really explored the trams and transit a bit more. It's a little kooky, to say the least, as far as what to get and where. There's no transit card as we've been collecting in other places, but it's navigable. You can figure it out, and that's our thing. We just like just getting into the groove, even if it's a little rough at first. But we managed to figure out our accommodations, and it was pretty good. It was more of like a massive kind of budget traveler place, similar to like a hostel. But you know what's different about hostels now is it's really a little bit more upscale. Yeah, it's Spartan, but it's not like the hostels of yesteryear. These are full-on campuses.
Okay, let me just step in here because yeah, I have a few things to say about that. Well, first of all, with regards to transit, we learned a lot. I've been here before. I should remember these things. But when you go to so many different cities, you kind of forget, do they have a metro, don't they? And you know, like most German cities, they have an U-Bahn and an S-Bahn, underground and a suburban-type railway. It's slightly different here in Vienna, of course, being in Austria. But it's funny how, you know, I started the day yesterday not knowing if they even had a transit system. Then I saw, oh, look, there's a U1. Okay, so they only have one. And then I realized, oh, no, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them, both U-Bahn and S-Bahn. So my education became more and more pronounced, I guess, as the day went on. Yeah, to talk about hostels and hotels and things like that, look, we registered for a hotel. It, you know, it had a name on it. And we walked up to this place at that address, and it says very clearly in huge letters outside that it's a hostel. And, you know, there's a difference between the two things. And I know some hostels have hotel rooms, but it just was extremely frustrating checking in because they were treating us like we were part of the hostel, which basically means that they ignore you and they don't answer any questions. Like, for instance, we were just trying to check in. The guy said, you have to use the machine. I'm like, okay, I'll use the machine. Except that the agency I booked through isn't on the machine. So what do I do? Sorry, I can't help you. Literally, just, I can't help. I can't do anything. And I said snidely, yeah, I don't doubt that. But I really need to be able to get in somehow. Literally 40 minutes later, he went away for a half hour break. Just went away. Left a little note saying, back soon. I was... You ever have these days where in your mind you're just building up the battles?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, they can try and take me down, but I'm going to go out and this will be my final battle, just to get this hotel room that I paid for, and they're trying to hoodwink me into something that I didn't want. In the end, we finally got over the various barriers and obstructions and miscommunications. And they were able to figure out how to get us to register, which involved scanning a QR code on a phone and then canceling certain things and hitting buttons we never would have hit ordinarily. And finally, we got to a point where we were able to give him a 6-digit number, and that enabled him to print a key for us. And then we wound up going way up into this building. I think we're on the 5th floor. You have to go through all these darkened hallways. It was a lot like North Korea. And then you get to a fire door, which is closed, and you open it. There's a whole bunch more rooms. Then you go down another hallway, and you literally go down some staircases. You go down staircases after you've come up to that floor. And then eventually you find your room. And it's, it's Spartan. It's it doesn't have much, but, we don't need much. We just need a place that we can crash and, begin the day. And that's pretty much what we got.
And that's how you land. You land on your feet. I was ready. I mean, you dropped your bag and handed me your gloves, and you told me this is going to get messy, Kyle. And I was ready. I had your back. And that's what you do when you travel together. You look out for one another, hard as it may be at times. You persevere. You navigate the quirks and the idiosyncrasies of foreign lands, and you end up emerging with a warm place to stay. Some comfort, relative comfort, and then you strike out and explore. And we met up with people, we went to restaurants, we visited, we walked by a cathedral. We were in, as we are now, the museum district, and it's really an impressive complex of buildings and displays and exhibits all in one place. I think there's over 30 or 40 different entities in just that one area. And then we spent some more time on trams, and we went on the U-Bahn and the S-Bahn, walked quite a bit. We ended up circling back to various stations. Like, Karlplatz seems to be an intersection of various places when you're trying to get here. And we really, even just starting the day, we were going in and out of Hauptbahnhof as a junction of sorts, all the way down the stairs from the main tracks and all the way back up. We really did repeat a couple times before we started navigating a little bit further afield, but it does feel like there was several moments of deja vu just getting from one system to the other, which is fine, but it was comical after a certain point. But I think we definitely, got a fair amount of exercise as a result, and just realized, okay, this is where a lot of different people's trips coalesce. And I think after a while we were at ease. And also, a lot of the navigation tools would say, oh, it's a 40 minutes from here, but you get on and it's like one stop. It just seems like a miscalculation or something about it. Sure, you have to walk long distances in some cases to get to whatever station you're trying to use, but that wasn't too bad of a thing. But in the cold, I think it makes it a little bit harder. But I don't feel like we really were on any of the forms of transit for that long. And I will say it is quite cold out, so waiting for things. We had a couple incidental things where we had the misfortune of waiting for a bus.
And nobody, when you have so many other rail options in a city, nobody's really that excited about a bus. But we ended up waiting for a bus. And even some of the trams we had to wait a little while for.
Yeah, you know, we're romanticizing it a bit. But I got to tell you, it's been hard, especially towards the end. I'm wiped. I want to be home. I really do. First of all, there's no snow on the ground here. I want to complain about that a little bit more. This whole trip, there hasn't really been snow anywhere. And we went to Iceland. I still can't get over that. But my tooth is completely loose. It's a crown. And I'm supposed to have it fixed as soon as I get back. I made things even worse, though, by writing down the wrong date. So instead of my appointment being the day after we get back, it's the day of us getting back, which is before we get back. So I messed that up pretty good, and I'm just trying to get the situation resolved. I keep trying to glue the thing in, and it keeps, you know, ungluing itself with less and less time. So life hasn't exactly been, a bowl of peaches. And Kyle, you've been sick too, with something else. In fact, today you mentioned we took a bus. Yeah, we had to take a bus to the pharmacy. Our local pharmacy here was closed because, you know what? Today is January 6th. Yeah, that's a holiday in Austria. I'm not going to go into any more detail than that. Look it up. But it's true. January 6th is a holiday. It's not like a CVS on every corner. It's just this, what they call a patik, right? And there was the address of another one, and we had to get on the bus to get to that one. And when we got to it, it was really bizarre. It's not like you just, the automatic door is open and you waltz right in. No, there's this little foyer. You stand there and you speak to the pharmacist behind glass. You're pretty much outside and she's pretty much inside, and one person at a time can be helped. And that is how you deal with pharmaceutical issues, if you can find a place like that.
Absolutely, yeah. It was just a small cubby, and she brought out all the different kinds of things that I could select from and help me work through what I thought I needed. I ended up getting some tablets that are like fizzy and some capsules for congestion and stuff, because as you said, we are romanticizing things. We've been on a very long journey, and I'm sure people would mention that, you know, the same thing in the States, but we've been on all these forms of transit with a lot of other people, and I'm not going to say they're, you know, gross or like I'm afraid of people, but people have a tendency to cough and sneeze, and it's just, it can get kind of disgusting, and it's maybe fine if you're on one trip. Okay, one person had a cough. All right, multiply that by like 30 trips, maybe 40 trips. How many train rides, how many trams, how many different systems have we been on? Then it's freezing cold, you go into warm environments, then you're outside in the cold again, then you're a warm environment, then you're on a tram, and then you're on a bus stop for 15 minutes, and then you walk around the corner and people are smoking. And I gotta say, the tobacco companies are doing a bang-up business here in Europe. I don't think things ever stopped. I think more people are smoking than ever. I mean, you just go to any entrance of any building and you get a waft of cold air and secondhand smoke. It is... I can't believe I hear myself. I know it sounds like, you know, I'm being extra fragile, but I'm used to really not having to deal with that, at least in my life, in the places I choose to be. And in a lot of typical places, you know, there's rules, 25 meters or 25 feet, 50 feet from an entrance, that kind of thing. It gets kind of irritating after a while, especially when you're not feeling well or when you have a runny nose. And so, we took our tests and everything. That was fine. But I was starting to get kind of a like 1 to 2 day onset of a runny nose. And you can probably still hear it. I'm a little congested now. I've had like a sore throat, and kind of like a thickened phlegm. It's bad. It's that thing where you're just like, you can't quite clear your throat. So I was kind of powering through it, and then I kind of panicked last night. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't breathe through my nose. I took a little bit of like an antihistamine, but I realized I'm not taking care of myself, and I need to be able to finish up here. So I'm packing some good Austrian drugs for my journey home, and I will be heavily medicated on our return flight.
That's at my request, actually, so that I can sleep peacefully on the plane, or maybe watch a film or something. I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting back. I really am. But, you know, we're not doing ourselves any favors sitting out here in the sub-freezing weather doing this little conversation. So we are going to, I guess, start heading to the airport. Yeah, imagine that. We have another train ride to take to get there. You know, here in Vienna, things are fairly well organized, but sometimes it's just, you know, complicated for no particular reason. Yesterday, we got day passes from a machine, and we were told we had to cancel the day passes. However, the day passes we got were big. The size of them, it was bigger than what I was expecting. They're too big to put in the machine that stamps them, which validates them, or cancels them, whatever word you want to use. We're basically, it doesn't tell you anywhere that since you have this ridiculously big ticket, you don't have to validate it. It has the start time and end time on it. Today we got a ticket from the same type of machine, and it was a small ticket, and it had a totally different set of rules where you do have to validate it by inserting it into a different machine that stamps the time that you begin. And with a day pass, that's, you know, it's good for 24 hours. However, the machine that we used to stamp it had run out of ink. So had we not looked at that carefully, if we get challenged by a ticket inspector on a train or a tram or a bus, it looks like we're trying to get away with something when, in fact, we followed the rules. And it gets even better because we have to take a train called the S7, S-Bahn number 7, that goes to the airport. And that happens to be just right outside the Vienna city limits, which means that your day pass is not going to cover it. However, they have a special system. You don't buy a ticket to the airport from the city. You buy a ticket from the end of the city to the airport. So you get a different ticket, and you have to cancel that ticket, they say, right away, as soon as you get it. I don't know how they would know that when you were going to use it. I think we should cancel or validate it when we start the trip, which is pretty soon. But just little things like that, it leaves you wasting so much time gathered around machines and looking things up. Do I do this? How do I? It's different from other cities. Every city seems to be different. It's fun, though. You know, it's a good test of your mental skills as you try to keep all of this in your head and not freak out.
Yeah, it's really a puzzle sometimes, but that's. That's another form, I think. I mean, we could go on, but it's another form of fatigue. The mental challenge of travel, you're constantly problem solving. At every turn, you have to figure something out. Where am I going to do this? Where am I going to do that? I mean, of course, some people travel with big, long itineraries, totally opening themselves up to disappointment when something changes. But when you plan things as you go, it is really a real kind of... A hard effort you have to put in every moment, and just being anywhere or nourishing yourself or getting places. It's thoroughly fatiguing, and it just has been an incredible endurance run out here. And sure, this is maybe light work for other people, but I challenge you, you know. Do what we do. It's really not for the faint of heart. You know, you really have to be ready for this. And we knew that going into it. I was fully committed to it being full of opportunities for travel stress and other forms of fatigue. But anyway, I would do it again. And I'm really glad you joined me on this, and that we're wrapping it up, that we've seen so much. It's going to take us a while, and we'll definitely be taking really good care of ourselves as we approach
the challenges we face ahead in the wonderful United States of America.
I sure hope there's snow waiting for us when we get back. Hey, my nose is running now. I've been out here for so long. So we're going to say goodbye from Vienna and start heading to the airport. And a lot of memories, a lot of adventures, and a lot of planning for the future. And we're looking forward to it.
So long from Vienna.
Das ist Energy bei der Arbeit mit mir, Miriam. Schön, dass ihr mit dabei seid. Ich hoffe, ihr seid ready. Wir starten gleich wieder mit 40 Minuten Hits Nonstop. Mit dabei Benson Boone, Calvin Harris und einer, der beruhigend fürs Ohr ist, weil es einfach ein mega Ohrwurm ist, Ray mit Where is my husband? Alles gleich auf Energy.
Könnt ihr eure alten Möbel auch schon nicht mehr sehen? Gut, dass ihr Energy hört, weil wir verpassen eurer Wohnung ein fettes Upgrade.
Energy stylt eure Wohnung. Schickt uns ein Foto von dem Teil in eurer Wohnung, das wir für euch austauschen sollen. Jetzt per WhatsApp an 0676 60 60 70 1. Und mit etwas Glück kommen die nagelneuen Möbel schon bald zu euch nach Hause.
Energy stylt eure Wohnung, powered by ImmoScout24. Finde einfach dein neues Zuhause auf ImmoScout24.at. Einfach zu Hause.
Bei Billa und Billa Plus gibt's jetzt viele Produkte 1 plus 1 gratis. Zum Beispiel Wieselburger 0,5 Liter Dose 12 plus 12 gratis bei 24 Dosen nur je 73 Cent. Details auf billa.at.
Bei dir liegt im Trend?
Cashback kassieren?
Rabattcodes ausprobieren?
Wintersale anvisieren?
Dann hat Mömax dein Trendmöbelhaus den passenden
Spartrend für dich.
Großer Wintersale bei Mömax, deinem Trendmöbelhaus. Jetzt sparen alle Bonusclub-Mitglieder die Mehrwertsteuer auf viele Möbel.
Mömax, sieht doch gleich besser aus.
Erste Erkältungssymptome? Mit Aspirin plus C gleich zu Beginn wegsprudeln.
Ah.
Über Wirkung und mögliche unerwünschte Wirkungen informieren Gebrauchsinformation Arzt oder Apotheker.
Na, bei der Familienfeier zwar alles gehört, aber vielleicht nicht alles verstanden? Dann ist jetzt der Moment für besseres Hören und echtes Sprachverstehen. Mit modernsten Hörgeräten von Hartlauer erleben Sie den Unterschied und holen Sie sich jetzt kleinste Hörgeräte zum Probetragen für zu Hause. Unverbindlich und kostenlos. Jetzt Termin vereinbaren und bis zu 700 Euro auf kleinste Hörgeräte sparen. Hartlauer.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Preisknaller bei Adek. Zum Beispiel Coca-Cola, diverse Sorten, 0,33 Liter Dose, 12 plus 12 gratis. Jetzt nur je 67 Cent. In allen teilnehmenden Märkten. Mehr auf adek.at. Adek. Land aufs Herz.
Jetzt großer Jubiläumsschlussverkauf bei Möbel Ludwig.
Aha, aha.
Mit super Rabatten von bis zu 77%.
Oho, oho.
50 Jahre Möbel Ludwig. Der Jubiläumsschlussverkauf läuft auf vollen Touren und tausende Kundinnen und Kunden haben schon profitiert. Sparen auch Sie jetzt bis zu 77%.
Näheres auf ludwig.eu.
Energy News for You. Euer schnelles Info-Update.
Lina Oppolzer hier für euch um 12 feine Mittagszeit. Bier, Wein und Spiritosen sind in Österreich im EU-Vergleich sehr günstig. Die Preise von Alkohol sind bei uns zuletzt rund 10% unterm EU-Durchschnitt gelegen. Billiger ist Alkohol nur in Italien und Deutschland, am teuersten in Finnland mit mehr als doppelt so hohen Preisen. Überm Schnitt liegen aber auch Dänemark, Belgien und Polen, während Frankreich und die Niederlande etwa im Durchschnitt sind. In Großbritannien gilt ab heute ein Werbeverbot für Junkfood, online und im Fernsehen. Werbung für stark gezuckerte oder fettige Lebensmittel ist vor 21 Uhr im TV und Internet gar nicht mehr erlaubt. Laut Regierung könnten so rund 20.000 Fälle von Kinderadiposität.
Chapter 10. Poland. Again.
I'm fine.
All right, Kyle, what the hell are we doing in Warsaw again?
Well, we're traveling and well, we're still on an adventure.
Oh, no, stop. Make it stop. Well, the last episode, we were in Vienna. We were getting on a plane in Vienna. Why are we here in Poland again?
Because sometimes the best planes leave from Poland.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is what happened to us. In trying to book travel back, the flights back were just insanely expensive, thousands of dollars. But the way to save money sometimes is to hop around a little bit. And what we did was we flew out of Vienna to Warsaw and then had a layover of, over a day, which is good because you get to stay in the city, not stay in the airport. And we went back to the same place we stayed the first time. In fact, we're in the same exact room, just by chance, and that's pretty amazing. So we're familiar with the area. It's always good when you travel to come back to a place you're familiar with. You feel like you're coming home, even though you're not. We're now going to be on our way to our, hopefully, flight back home. This is it. No more. No more tricks, folks. After Warsaw, it's Newark. And well, there is a slight chance that there might be some hiccups. When we got back to Poland, we noticed it snowed quite a bit. It's really starting to get to me here, because when I was here, there was no snow, all right? And when I left, it snowed. And I came back and the snow was here. I missed the snowstorm. There was no snow anywhere we went. There was no snow in Iceland. There was no snow in Finland. Okay, fine. Back home, meanwhile, there was lots of snow. I missed that as well. Now it's raining back home, so that when I get home, the snow will be gone. And the final bit of irony, a massive snowstorm is moving into the area. That could have the effect of canceling our flight. Hundreds of flights, in fact, I think thousands of flights now have already been canceled, mostly in the western part of Europe. But it's possible that could affect our flight as well. So, who knows? I hope this is it. I've enjoyed every moment of this, most moments, and I want to get back because there's so much that I have to do. You know, watering plants is just the beginning.
Yeah, well, we will, and I'm confident that it's all going to work out. And I kind of like this. I mean, I prefer it. There's a lot of amenities here that I got to use. I got to clean some socks just because I wanted to clean some socks. You already figured out how to use the washer, so we just...
Get this. We have a washing machine, a washer-dryer combo in the bathroom of this particular room. And I had already had a long chat with Gemini about how to use this Polish machine, because believe me, we would not have figured it out on our own. And I had that chat still on my phone, so I was able to lend my phone to Kyle, and he was able to go through the entire process more easily.
Yeah, and I asked some follow-ups, like, can I use dish soap if I don't have detergent? And it was like, no, stop, do not. I was like, okay, all right, I was just going to use a little.
Wait, but you didn't say you were you. Now Gemini thinks I'm making those assumptions that you can use dish soap. I knew that already.
Yeah, it's so easy to trick. AI is so stupid. It really is.
You're just going to get yourself in a lot of trouble, and you're going to do it under my name.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we got to get out of here. Check out here is at noon. The hostel we stayed in Vienna, not knowing it was a hostel, was 10 a.m., so this is much better. We might have lunch at the Ukrainian place downstairs, which is also awesome. We're familiar with the place. So, again, it's like coming back home. And, now that we're here, we want to go elsewhere.
Yeah, and the transit connections are super simple. It's like you go from the airport. I mean, it's a long walk in the airport. We've never been to this airport. But you just, once you get there, you get on the train. Then you're at the station here in central city area, Warsaw Central Station. God, I can't talk. I need some food or something. But yeah, then you just walk across the street, and we're really close to where we're staying, and yeah, we'll just get on a plane and go, with the caveat that it could get more complicated. But you know what? We'll do this again. We'll have some more fun out there. If people have ideas for interesting places to go,
keep them to yourself.
For at least a month or two.
I'm tired of traveling.
No, you want to travel. You want to keep going. There's more cities in all the places we went to that we could get transit cards from. I'm working on my collection. And what if someone says, but you don't have one for me? I can say, yeah, but we're planning on going to that city too because someone told us it's really interesting.
I hear Pyongyang has a lovely travel card. We'll have to check that out too. But you brought up... getting to the airport or something that just made me remember the hell we went through in Vienna trying to get to the airport. I don't know what it is, but there's, you know, Vienna has the infrastructure. It's there, but they just make it so complicated and confusing for no particular reason. They have this train called the S7 that will take you to the airport. It's wonderful, but there are no signs pointing you to the train at the station that it stops at. There's another train that takes you to the airport that is four times the cost, and it's a complete ripoff, and everybody knows it. And there are some signs for that, not really many for that either. But we were on the platform. We had to get to our one-hour flight from Vienna to Warsaw in order for us to take advantage of the flight to Newark. We couldn't find any reference to the S7, and we didn't know where to go. There were no directional signs or people to help. People were very standoffish. You luckily were able to find something on one of the boards that just mentioned the S7.
Well, I was kind of spacing out on the way there because you took charge and you're really, you know, good at figuring it out. I was being a little, like, lazy, I'll say. But once you were kind of raising alarm, I was like, okay, let's get our bearings. I saw people with luggage, so that's one good sign. But, of course, they could be going on that expensive private train to in pursuit of being duped. So I said, okay, let's go back down. Let's look at a map. You always have to find a map. There's none on the platform. As you said, it's really badly labeled and just not very international friendly. I feel like places like Warsaw or airports even in Austria are a little better labeled because they have to cater to travelers from all over. But at any rate, we looked at the map, reestablished, okay, where we are, where this is, what colors and what should we be looking for. But by that time we said, okay, it should be up at this platform or in this area that we've identified. There's really no other place it could be, and there were more people with bags, so we went back up to the platform. And by that time, one of the LED monitor signs that shows the next thing, it showed like the next four trains, so it said S7, but it was like a 16-minute wait.
Yeah, but, you know, there were no signs saying this is where the S7 will come, this is the train to the airport. You had to figure all that out yourself, and there was nobody there to help.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, you know, New York used to be like that. I remember when New York was particularly unfriendly as far as helping people get around, but it's gotten so much better. Vienna really needs to catch up. And then we arrive in Warsaw, and boy, they are miles ahead because, you know, they don't have trains every half hour. They have trains every few minutes. They're clearly labeled. They're fast. And when you get to the city, everything is easy to find. You know, it's not hard to do this, and Warsaw has come such a long way in just a few years. So I hope to see more of that in the various cities around.
And I raise the speculation. I know it's probably because of Warsaw just developing and changing on its own, but it couldn't happen at a better time because it is a key route and an important neighbor to Ukraine, which is enduring an incredibly harrowing conflict. So yeah, getting people to and fro is kind of critical. You can't play around. You have no room for this sort of infrequency and laissez-faire attitude towards transit and getting materials and access. So I wonder if it is sort of out of necessity, but it's also just coincidentally really an important and I think, you know, justified use of a system. You use these systems for all sorts of purposes. That is the nature of them. And if you kind of just take the back seat or you rely on one mode or another, America, I'm looking at you, when you need it, you don't really have the foundation. You don't have the infrastructure. You can't increase frequency. You can't augment and change things to support an emergency or a disaster or any other kind of need that is critical to existing in time and throughout it.
as people start building things here in the street outside our hotel or apartment, whatever you want to call it, we say goodbye to Warsaw and hopefully hello to the States again. Boy, so much has been happening, which we haven't gotten into at all. And it's been kind of refreshing, and I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. But now, I guess, unless we get socked in by a snowstorm, we're going to be back in the studio and talking about all kinds of those things, you know. It's been fun. It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed it. I've gotten a good night's sleep pretty much on every night while traveling, and my hours have gotten much better. I wake up in the morning. So, apart from my tooth being loose, my crown being loose, I have no complaints.
Well, we'll get that sorted right away so that we can ponder, yes, what is to be done back home? And whatever it is, I'm ready. I'm ready for action. I would love to see some action.
Yeah, action. Okay. Well, for Kyle, this is Emmanuel. This has been Off the Wall. Thank you for joining us on this journey, or for checking in every now and then. And a good night. Or actually, it's early morning here, so a good morning from Warsaw.
I chwała mu za to. Anna Maria Grubińska śpiewała, a teraz posłuchajmy fragmentu Pisma Świętego, który przeczyta Ewa Ziętek. Rozważanie opracował ksiądz Mateusz Obożyński. Czytać je będzie dla nas na antenie Radia Warszawa Robert Pierzchała.
Freedom of the press is about your right to know. It's about your right to be informed. Today, there are real threats to press freedom and your right to know about the world around us. We must protect our right to know, no matter what kind of news is important to you. before it's too late. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. I'm your host, Noor. This is The Nervous System. I hope you enjoyed the last show. Off the Wall is so good. I loved hearing about their stories in Eastern Europe. I don't know, something about that really makes me interested because I think like all about like, oh, what if we lived in a different place? What if we lived in a different state, a different country? And what might the situation be like? Is the transit system better? Is like the way of life better? Are the people nicer? So I think I'm thinking about that just kind of like with the state of America right now. I think maybe a lot of people are considering not living here anymore, but I mean, that's kind of just like what's going through our minds, I think. I think there's so much crazy stuff happening and I don't know, just like a lot of propaganda, I think, coming out of like government channels. Like, I don't know if you've seen like the Instagram for like the president of the United States, but it just feels so not like factual or like unbiased. It just seems very propaganda-y. I don't know. It's giving Red Scare. It's giving McCarthyism. Anyways, I have some new music for you.